Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, April 26. Coming up, 200 acres of banana affected by heavy rains in Portland. Labour Minister says national insurance scheme remains viable and several sporting facilities to be upgraded this fiscal year. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Now the news. Preliminary assessments have revealed that 200 acres of banana have been affected in the eastern section of the island following several days of heavy rains. General Manager of the All Island Banana Growers Association, Donald Elvey, says 100 acres of the crop has been destroyed, with farmers in the Rio Grande Valley being the worst affected.
70 farmers were affected by the recent flood conditions, flood and wind, and losses were estimated between 50 and 70 million Jamaican dollars. Most of the damage was up in the Rio Grande Valley, with the district of Seaman's Valley, Windsor, affected the most.
The other 100 acres of banana has varying levels of damage, such as leaching of nutrients, silting of drains, erosion, and breaking down of plants. Mr. Elvey says the farmers will need assistance to resuscitate the sector. The government has set aside more than $100 million to upgrade the island's major sporting facilities. $57 million is to be spent to construct irrigation infrastructure at the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium, while a $60 million enhancement project will be undertaken at the National Arena in St. Andrew to better equip the facility to host national, regional, and international events. Anticipated targets for the Trelawney facility include the construction of water catchment tanks, completion of trenching and pipelaying, and construction of a pump house. Targets at the National Arena for 2016-17 involve renovation and upgrading of bathrooms, as well as the painting and renovation of the facility's roof, ceiling, windows, and doors. Details of the projects are outlined in the 2016-17 estimates of expenditure now before the House of Representatives. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson is assuring pensioners that the $80 billion National Insurance Scheme NIS remains viable. Minister Robinson says since inception of the scheme in 1966, the ministry has never faltered in its payments and contribution to the Jamaican people. She gave the assurance while addressing the NIS's 50th anniversary church service held in St. Catherine recently. Mrs. Robinson adds that the ministry will continue to improve the services offered by the NIS through acquisition of new technology, more frequent actuarial reviews, and the introduction of new methods of disbursing benefits. In the meantime, activities to celebrate the golden anniversary of the NIS will continue throughout the year. On Wednesday, April 27, all NIS parish offices will observe Customer Appreciation Day, while on Thursday, April 28, presentations will be made to the oldest pensioner in each parish. During the month of May, there will be an NIS anniversary exhibition at the National Library, which could be taken to other parish libraries. The NIS, along with the National Debating Society, will host a debating competition for high schools from August to September. And Jamaicans can now be assured of the kind of response they will receive in the event of a maritime or aviation emergency following the recent completion of a successful island-wide simulation exercise. The five-day activity, conducted simultaneously in Port Antonio and Ocho Rios, was led by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, in collaboration with the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Director General of the MAJ, Rear Admiral Peter Brady, says the recently conducted drill is the first in a series of exercises that will continue to test the nation's readiness to respond to emergencies.
Basically, the communications exercise tests our ability to notify people, validate resources, and pass back information to the National Emergency Operations Center here at the ODPEM.
Rear Admiral Brady adds that the nation's emergency response agencies began considering the simulation in January 2012 after the Costa Concordia cruise ship capsized off the coast of Italy. They wanted to ensure that in the event of a similar incident in the region, the country would be able to respond promptly. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.